House Republican Candidates Receive Fundraising Boon Ahead of 2020 Elections. By Sean Moran on April 21, 2020. Republicans across the country have announced large fundraising numbers as America moves closer to the 2020 congressional elections. Jim Bognett, a former Donald Trump administration official and Pennsylvania 8th Congressional District candidate, announced in April he had raised $275,000 in the first quarter of 2020. In less than 10 weeks, Bognett doubled his combined fundraising total of his GOP primary candidates during their 2019 reporting. Bognett said in a statement, "I'm humbled by the outpouring of support from voters around the district who know I will fight for President Trump's agenda and restore conservative leadership to northeastern Pennsylvania. We received the most signatures to get on the ballot and have now demonstrated the ability to raise the resources necessary to defeat Nancy Pelosi's lapdog Matt Cartwright and make northeastern Pennsylvania red again." Matt Mowers, another former Donald Trump administration official and New Hampshire 1st Congressional District candidate, raised $354,000 during the first quarter of 2020. Mowers said in a statement in April, "I am deeply grateful to all of our supporters for enthusiastically backing our vision for a new generation of conservative leadership in New Hampshire. While the COVID-19 pandemic has shifted our focus to assisting our community and small businesses, we know that we have to be prepared for the Pelosi-Pappas onslaught as soon as we return to the campaign trail. We raised this historic figure without compromising our principles, allowing us to run a robust, grassroots-focused campaign against far-left Chris Pappas this fall." Burgess Owens, the former Oakland Raiders Super Bowl champion safety and Utah 4th Congressional District candidate, said in April he had raised more than $213,000. Recent polling shows him to be one of the top Republican candidates for the Utah 4th District's Republican nomination. Sean Parnell, a retired veteran and challenging Representative Connor Lamb in Pennsylvania's 17th District, raised $270,000 in the first 2 months of his campaign and had $219,000 cash on hand at the end of 2019. Florida State Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, announced in April he had raised $335,000 during the first quarter of 2020, which comes from upwards of 3,000 donors. Donald said in a statement in April, "I'm humbled by the outpouring of support from the thousands of donors joining my campaign. In this challenging time, I am calling on all media outlets to host broadcasted debates, and I challenge my opponents to do the same. It is important that Republican primary voters in Southwest Florida get a chance to hear from all candidates about our vision for America," said Donalds. "Whether it is on protecting our Second Amendment rights, supporting President Trump, or defending our conservative values, voters deserve the strongest conservative fighter in Congress, and that is why I am running. Like we all saw from the Bloomberg disaster, being rich and spending money is not enough. When the time comes to battle the Democrats, you can't hide behind 30-second ads and mailers. Voters need to know who is prepared to lead in Washington, and there is no question that I am ready." These announcements arise as the Republican National Committee, RNC, announced on Monday that they had raised a record $24 million last month. Richard Walters, the RNC chief of staff, said, "Chairwoman McDaniel and the campaign deserve a lot of credit for these early investments in prospecting. But you need fuel to power the fundraising machine we have built, and that fuel is the unprecedented support for President Trump. None of this would be possible without the enthusiasm that exists for him and his leadership," Walters added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.